This is Mary Circle and I'm Naila Sayed here with the latest updates in healthcare. The government of the Democratic Republic of the Congo announced today that a new outbreak of Ebola virus disease is occurring in the Wangenta health zone, Mandanka, in Ecuador province. This is a reminder that the COVID-19 is not the only health threat people face, said Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, World Health Organization Director General. In the highest single-day spike of the novel coronavirus in Arunachal Pradesh, 18 people were tested positive for the virus infection on Monday, a senior government official had reported. Said with this, the present active cases count within the state has risen to 21. The health ministry stated that the recovered cases rose further to almost 95,000. While seven cities saw the lockdown restrictions being eased, with even traffic snarls returning back on road. Fatalities due to the virus went up to 5,495 after the single-day spike of fatalities, that is 230, within 24 hours since Sunday. The update showed the count of confirmed cases rising by 8,392, which makes 1,94,700. The number of novel coronavirus cases in Mumbai has crossed 40,000 mark on Monday, with 1,413 more people testing positive for the coronavirus as reported by BMC. A COVID-19 testing laboratory has been established in the Yohart campus of the Northeast Institute of Science and Technology. A microbiologist from the Department of Health and Family Welfare, Government of Assam, has been engaged with Institute's COVID-19 testing laboratory to certify the testing. Taking the state's battle against COVID to the grassroots, Punjab's Chief Minister launched a month-long drive as a part of Mission Fateh to spread mass awareness about the pandemic. That's all for today. For more updates, log on to medicircle.in. Good day and stay healthy.